Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and I've got one of the new owners of the Harbourview Hotel here, Fiona Gates. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
So I guess news maybe not quite the right term because it's been like half a year already, has it?
We took over on the 20th of December and last year, so quite a busy time of year. So
really? Just before Christmas?
five days before Christmas. So we've just had the six-month anniversary.
Wow. Was that – what do you do when you get a place just before Christmas?
We had
it keep going, I guess.
It was a crazy time, even through the due diligence, because if you recall, at the back end of last year, we were still in firm lockdowns and borders in place and what have you. So it was a lot of work to and a lot of passion, I guess, to get it across and through before Christmas. But we started looking a long time ago, but we kind of went through that beginning of that process probably September, October. So the race to the finishing line was really end of November, December, and signing up gazillion suppliers and transitions, and then.
So you're doing that all through, because we had the local outbreak, and you guys were in Auckland.
Yeah.
You probably couldn't even come down at one point.
No, it was crazy. So, first time in my life, and certainly something we'll never forget, is going through and getting to the checkpoints, and the army and the police are there, and you've got your relevant paperwork. So we really wanted to be here, Raglan.
Yeah, clearly, yes. Yeah, they didn't make it easy.
It was funny. On recollection, someone said to me, what are you going to do for New Year's Eve? And that was about a week and a half before we did the final takeover. I was like, oh my goodness, I hadn't even, I don't know, what did we do last year? So there was a bit of, yes, let's go, let's get, let it run. So we've got a really great team, and they certainly saw us through a big summer season. So it was great.
And do you have enough of a team? Because everyone I talk to downtown is struggling to get staff at the moment.
Yeah, ironically, we had we were actually really quite lucky. And if you think about COVID and everything going through the Christmas period, we did well, in staffing numbers. The biggest impact that we've had of recent times, ironically, is the borders opening. So we've got all these beautiful young staff that have been here for a couple of years and have wings to spread and or go back home. Yeah. So we lost a pretty significant amount in a short period. As we've said, we've got notices up in the hotel for those that have been in there. But, we wish them well, and it's fantastic. But, we're just not seeing that come back yet. So at this stage, of recent times, we are short.
Yeah, well, hopefully when summer comes round, we'll get, because normally there is a high proportion of young people from overseas here.
Yeah.
And especially they fill a lot of those summer jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a teenage daughter, and her and her friends, they've all, over the last year, any of them wanted work, they've all found work.
Yes.
It's not like when I was that age and the employer would be like, well, do you have any experience?
Yeah.
They'd be like you've got two legs and two arms, good.
Yeah, and look, we're reaching out to as many, factions of the community that we can, across the Waikato now as well. So I'm sure it's the same with every business in town.
Yeah.
You look at the Facebook page and if someone says, hey, I'm coming to town, there's quite a few messages that go on there quite quickly.
Right, yeah.
So I'm sure we'll get through it, as you say, and the advantage of it is it is a quieter time of year.
Yeah.
So we're blessed with an amazing team that we have. So we've got a fantastic core team that we're really proud of, who've been there for a very long time. We've got a great management structure. So, the foundations are there. We're just building that.
As owners, you're not like in there every day managing, like you've got people in place and
we have a general manager, Valentina Pogozo, who does an amazing job. She's been there for 8 years now. That allows us to be able to kind of guide and direct the business, more so than have to be in the day-to-day of what it takes to run it on a day-to-day basis, which is what we wanted, and give us an avenue to, yes, absolutely be involved. So we're down here Tuesdays, Thursdays, and every weekend, with a view to be here more, of course. But that's a fair amount on the plate at the moment. But you know, the beauty of what we've been able to do is drive a bit of a different vision that those who've been going to the hotel for a while have certainly seemed to notice, which is great.
Can you do the driving the vision and hands-on management full-time, or is that not really possible to do things that way?
It's not the way we want to do it. So my background, I had about 15, 16 years of very much intensive on the ground management and hospitality. So, you know, writing the rosters and...
Yeah, all that.
Doing the banking and doing everything. And very successfully, you know, we won Hotel of the Year and we opened up a hotel that ended up being a major sporting event venue.
Do you tell us where it is? Or?
Yeah, so I can... Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's Australian. So
okay,
Most people know that I am.
Yeah, you know, we can pick up the accent already.
I've been here for 7 years, so that was over in Australia, but I started... as a wee girl in the hospo industry, running restaurants and what have you, and then that naturally merged into hotels. So the big one was the Exchange Hotel in Balmain, which, you know, probably shows the indication of my age, is now a accommodation. It's now fancy apartments, but it was an amazing venue, and we won Hotel of the Year there. We used to get about 2,000 to 3,000 people through on a Friday, Saturday night. Major restaurant, etc. And then I moved to Melbourne and ran hotels for Lion Breweries at the time, and then Collingwood Football Club as well when they expanded some hotels. Came back and then the Alexandria Hotel in Sydney.
So is this the kind of career that happened because you left school and just needed a job and ended up in hospo? No?
No.
Well, is it not how it started? Like you actually wanted to do?
Yeah, no, I did. Probably one of those, so I was 12 and a half and I got sick of asking my dad for pocket money. So I need to go and get a job. And unbeknownst to him, I actually, I went and got a job. I came home and I said, I've got a job at a cafe, and it was an amazing cafe. It was an Italian family, and that kind of started the advent of the journey.
Right.
And my now lifelong fascination with Italy. So, and then I maintained that all the way through school. So, worked Thursday nights and weekends all the way through school.
Yeah.
And then did a hospitality management degree. So I actually have don't tell anyone, but I have my commercial cookery as well. But
don't tell the staff if they're busy one night.
So it was definitely a passion that's maintained through now, and then I guess you get to a point in life where, goodness, you know, can't be running around a hotel, you know, at the age of 40 and with kids and all of this, and if I in my head that was where I wanted to go. So it was about going into a corporate career and then to come back into it later in life, and that's where we're at.
Okay. So you and your husband Paul are doing this together.
Yeah.
What makes someone decide they want to buy the Harbourview Hotel in Raglan?
Yeah, it was an easy choice. So Paul and I have been looking for businesses for about 2-3 years. So we actually went through an offer process on a couple.
Okay.
We were looking at a number of things, but there was another couple of hospitality venues that we actually withdrew from. And then we've been coming to Raglan for, goodness, a long time. And then this came up and we were like, that's it. It all kind of just fell into place.
Yeah.
So it was actually him that he found it, and he emailed me. He goes, oh, my God, look at this. Let's go. So here we are.
Here you are. And all the deal done through the COVID outbreak.
Yeah, exactly. So he's a passionate publican as well. So publican by being on the, what some would say, the right side of the bar, and me being on the wrong side of the bar. So
okay.
He has his views of good patronage. But, we're really enjoying ourselves. It's great.
And so what is your vision like? What things are you doing differently, or what things have you introduced?
Yeah, so anyone who's been to the hotel recently, so the few things that we've done, one of the first things that we did was do an amendment to the menu. So we've got, you know, two options there, where we have the bar menu and the restaurant menu. We've just reinvigorated that again and done a winter restaurant menu. The big thing that of note for the whole town, and, you know, when we took over the venue, it was very clear that there hadn't necessarily been things on for people to enjoy. So
yeah.
from a pub point of view, I believe, you know, a good pub should be the centre and the heart of town. So you have things that, you know, are able to be accessed by the community and have different things going on different days. So that's been the absolute goal from the outset. The first thing that we introduced was those summer Sundays,
yeah,
which have now transitioned into winter Saturdays.
Yeah.
We've
so what are you doing with those?
So it's live music, yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
We've tied it up obviously at the back and just given a bit of life and love into the venue with some changes to the decor. But mainly the live music scene for us has been something we really wanted to focus on, and it's been great to be able to now get a regular stream of artists actually now starting to come back to us.
Yeah.
And one thing that we would love to see is more Raglan-based artists and give them a platform, because we started with obviously very Auckland-based.
Yeah, it's the people you knew.
Or? Artists, yeah, and networks in the immediate term. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of expanding out now into broader Waikato bands. So this coming up in August, we've got a couple of bands. So this weekend.
Oh, yes. What is it there? Because you've got a big thing this weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. We've got a major event this weekend. So, and that ties back to creating, I guess, events or things that the community can tie into.
Yeah.
So we're putting on a midwinter Christmas, so a big party this Saturday night.
Right.
The venue will be completely decked out. Santa will be there. We've got a 20-foot Christmas tree. We'll be decorations absolutely everywhere.
There's quite a lot of space. It's quite big in there.
It is. It's huge.
To decorate.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, we are. So
yeah.
I'll be spending most of my day doing that.
All right.
People will start to see the venue transform over the next few days. So we have our midwinter Christmas with live music. We've got a three-course set menu, which I'm pretty sure is nearly fully booked out now, so
okay.
There may be some spots, so if people or listeners are keen, they might want to inquire sooner than later. But we've got music coming back through the back end of August and September and the back end of July as well, with some local gigs coming through. Four Shades of Kiwi is one, Zentage, which is a mix of a local artist with a DJ.
Yep.
All of these gigs are on our events page as well, so if people want to check that out. And then, you know, we're talking about having a place for people to kind of come and do things on different nights. The quiz night has been one thing that we've introduced.
Yeah, well, I was there. I've been there the last couple of nights, a couple of weeks, and that looks like it's going off. Like
it's
a lot of fun, and I don't normally go out during the week, but that's something we've been doing as the radio station. We get there. And we haven't quite won it yet, but we're going to.
You're known as being one of the good teams.
So yeah. Well, but we haven't won it yet, so we want to win it. So I've got to get some more DJs in. I've got quite a wide selection of DJs to draw from, so I should be able to.
Yeah.
So we need you.
Go to the Brains Trust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Tuesday nights are going great, you know, and it's the old mantra: if you build it, they will come. So Wednesdays we do food specials. Thursday nights we do draw nights. This week is quite a big draw this week. So the draw is $5 entry for the whole year, and we have a bit of fun. We have meat raffles and $2 raffles, and create a bit of energy and vibe in the venue. But this is $800 this week. So for one lucky punter, and that will finally jackpot at $1,500, which it must go off. So you must be there.
Yes, well, the bigger the number gets, I guess, the more it attracts people in.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about, like, it's an old school hotel from, you know, over 100 years ago now.
Mm.
Do you know the history of it? Burnt down two or three times.
Yeah, it did burn.
But just about every building downtown burnt down like 100 years ago. They had all candles and gas lamps everywhere. And,
yeah.
And of course, they were building wooden things because earthquakes knocked everything over in New Zealand. So
yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's a bit of a history of that.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. The 1866 seemed to be a very popular year for building pubs in the area.
Right.
And interestingly, we're connected with the team up at the Rangiriri. So we burnt down in 1901 and 1903 and we rebuilt. And it was a venue that you see now is 1905. So yeah. The Rangiriri has exactly the same history.
Oh,
built in 1866, burnt down.
Is it just a coincidence?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. And I have gone through a lot of the papers past. There's lots of just amazing articles, and obviously through the Raglan Museum as well. You know, trying to get some, I guess, the sentiments around the history of the hotel. And some of that we've started to bring to life a little bit. So we've got some up in frames and stories, and certainly the intention is to get a bit more of that in there.
Is accommodation still, because they were accommodation was a really important part of the role they played. Is that still a thing happening? Like there's still the upstairs full of rooms.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got 10 rooms upstairs. We're actually fully booked most weekends.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
because I live here, so I don't need accommodation. I've got some, so I never know.
But. Yeah, there is a relevant shortage of some level of short term accommodation in town. We're pretty price competitive, and it's a good old school experience for those that love staying in old school pubs.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're definitely booked. We're booked. I think we've got one room left this weekend.
Well, there you go, folks. Be quick. Hey, we've been talking to Fiona, one of the new owners of Harbourview Hotel. Nice to chat to you this morning.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
And it sounds like there's lots of different things happening there now. And it's always good to have venues in Raglan. I think a lot of people come out to Raglan just because they know there'll be live music out here and venues and things to do. So I think it just kind of enhances that, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, yeah. I don't live there, so
yeah.
I don't know how they're all feeling. But thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Aaron.